Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Assalamu alaikum, dear souls in search of divine parenting wisdom. This is Zainab, your host on IRIB English Radio. Prepare to be enlightened on Islamic upbringing, the program where we unravel the strategies of nurturing children within the Islamic framework. Our experts' responses are inspired by the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Now, Brother Miqdad, we have another question. Children become furious over very small things. How can parents help them not to be furious or angry?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, this is probably a very extensive discussion. How to control anger, or anger management, as we say in technical terms. We know that this is very important. Our religion has taught us that this is something of extreme importance. In fact, all evil traits go back to controlling desires and controlling anger.
Right.
The two faculties that we have within ourselves. One is the faculty of desire, which attracts, and the faculty of anger, which repels. So we need to, in our life, this is actually a life struggle that we go through, and this is where Allah tests us, is to be able to control anger. The first point I'd like to mention over here is that children are different. Some children may have a lot of anger, may have a temperament issue, a temperament challenge. They'll be getting angry very quickly. They can't control their anger. They're hot-tempered, you would say.
Okay.
Some children could be completely opposite. They'll have no issues with anger. They're very calm, very passive, very easygoing. Nothing would anger them as such. Some children don't even have the voice to become angry.
Right.
Those squeaky little kids, for example, that you don't expect them to become angry at all. So you have a spectrum, and obviously some kids are challenged and are tested by Allah with anger, some kids are not. That's the first point. Secondly is that anger can express itself in different ways. Some express their anger by shouting and screaming and hitting.
Right.
Some kids and some adults express their anger a more internal way of angry. Within themselves, they have this frustration. They might not necessarily scream. They might not necessarily shout and hit. But within themselves, they're very, very, very angry at themselves. Within themselves, there's a fire that's boiling.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily show itself in actions. And so when we talk about anger, we talk about these different types of anger. And in all of them, we need to be able to manage our anger. This is actually the key point over here, that as parents, for ourselves, we need to manage our anger, and we need to teach our children as well how to be able to control their anger in their actions, how to make sure that this anger doesn't express in a way that goes against true human morality, true human perfection. It doesn't harm or hurt others, whether it's their feelings or whether it's their even physical injuries sometimes. And as individuals, we need to learn how to control our anger, all types of anger. And we need to bring it to a balance, which is this ability to be brave and courageous, which is to use our strength and our anger in its right place.
All right. And listeners, as Brother Miqdad said, there are two faculties. That is the faculty of desire and another that repels that's the anger, and both need management, not just one, both of them need management, and management is really important. And as we have been talking in the various sessions, that lead by example, lead yourself by example for your children, because children learn more from observation than they can learn from lecturing. Well, we'll discuss more on this topic with Brother McThought after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Brother McThought discussing anger management tips for children.
That which allows us to control our anger is to be able to approach situations in a rational way.
Okay.
See, a person who is able to think over their actions, think over the consequences of their actions, is able to approach any situation with logic. What happens is that this person is then able to manage their anger, because they understand that if I get angry, will I achieve the objective that I want to achieve? Will I be able to reach that which I want to reach? What will be the negative consequences of me screaming, of me hitting, of me becoming angry? See, it takes a lot of self-control. It takes a lot of power in ourselves and a willpower to be able to use our mind and our rational mind before we use this faculty within ourselves of getting angry. But this is something we need to build. And so one of the things that we do in children is really make them think logical. Whenever right. You come to a situation, always react in a logical way. Always teach them to think logically, to think rationally. Explain to them the situation without emotions, as much as we can, as parents, starts from parents, how we deal with situation. Because children, when they grow up, they come to different situations. Obviously, they come to this situation with their parents. Right. And they see how their parents react. I can see my mom is going to react in an emotional way. Is my dad going to get angry? Or are my parents reacting in a very rational way? And if they constantly seeing the parents reacting in a rational way, thinking about the consequence of their actions, trying to achieve the goal that they want to achieve without the need to get angry, then they themselves would then learn the skill that I don't have to react in an emotional way, in an anger way. I can control that. I rather choose a way that is more rational, has more reasoning behind it, and is more logical, because I want to get to a purpose. This is something that builds this willpower within ourselves, builds this willpower in children, this ability to control their anger. Or as the verse says, كَاذِمُونَ الْغَيْذِ or this kathmul ghayth, this controlling one's anger. It's a very important trait that we need to have, and this is where it comes from, with that this willpower to be able to control anger and use our reasoning and our mind to be able to make the right decisions.
Right. And as you were already discussing with us in the previous sessions, that whenever you as parents are dealing with a situation, and like the situation is kind of, you know, sometimes out of control, but try to show your children that it's not a big deal. The way you said in one of these previous sessions, I remember that if you manage the situations by teaching your children that this was really not a big deal, they will develop a different kind of confidence, and they will face the situation accordingly. So there's a lot more to learn from you. And there's a lot more to learn from your advices that you give to us, your tips for me and also to all the parents out there listening to Islamic upbringing. But we'll discuss more with you after a short break. So dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and Brother Miqdad is teaching us anger management tips for our children. Yes, Brother Miqdad.
One of the things that we learn in anger management is to always prevent the opportunity to get angry. So when you're teaching and talking to your children, bring to their attention those things that make them angry. So make them realize that, look, for instance, you get angry when your younger brother or younger sister, for example, touches your stuff. When you bring that point to their attention, then you can teach them, look, how can we react other than an anger way when this situation happens? The very fact that they've understood that, okay, these are the situations that stimulates my anger, that provokes my anger, then they are more likely
to act differently.
They're more likely to act in a different way. They're more equipped to act in a different way because they can predict it. They know that this is going to happen when this triggers it. I know what the trigger point is. And so paying attention to the trigger point is very important. And so you can teach them, like, look, this is going to happen. You know that this causes your anger. Okay, how would you then act in a better way? And so you've already made them play the movie of that action before it happens. And so when it really does happen, they already know how to react. They know how to deal with the situation. So this is very, very important. It's important for us, those parents who are struggling with anger. And then this is a very, very important tip to always find out those triggers and then play the right approach to handle those situations. And we can teach this to our children as well by pointing out those things and making them aware of these things.
So rather than scaring that I should not be getting him the trigger point or paying attention to this trigger point, you're saying on contrary that parents should pay attention rather to this trigger point so that they can work on this and teach them a better alternative to deal with other than anger.
Yes, some of the things you can avoid, obviously, but let's say in the example that we gave that siblings are going to touch my things, it's going to happen, right? I mean,
right.
If you have
it's
a young...
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You teach your child that, look, if your younger sister and younger brother, they come to your room and they maybe touch the things, I'll try my best to avoid that this to happen, right? I'll try and teach them not to touch your things. But if they do, then this is how you should
react.
And lastly, to end the show, again, we come back to something we talked about previously as well. One of the things that leads to a person not being able to control their anger is a lack of self-respect. A person who has respect, who understands that they are valuable, that they have self-worth, they are able to control their actions. They're able to control their reactions. They're able to have this willpower to react in a human way, in a very polite, respectable way. It is those individuals that don't have any self-respect, that are careless about their actions, careless about their body movement, careless about hurting others. They don't really have any worth for themselves or any worth for their actions. Therefore, this is how they will react. So again, come back to one point that we mentioned time and time again, that one of the things that we really need to work towards is to really build this self-worth in our children and self-respect in our children, because it really helps them, at least in this aspect right now, in controlling their anger.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us and sharing those beautiful tips with us again.
Thank you to you. Jazakallah.
Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. Or in case you had any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find our programs on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.